friends, and welcome as we share in worship at different times, in different places, and in different circumstances, but united as part of God's family at Queen's Road Baptist Church. We hope that you'll be encouraged and challenged, and above all, able to join in worship of our amazing God. The psalmist helps us do this as he writes in Psalm 95, verses 1 to 7. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is a great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Our musicians will help lead us now as we worship God as the great King over all. And then in a more personal and reflective response, expressing our longing for God based on the opening words of Psalm 42. So we say, come, Lord Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit, and help us to worship you as we join in and listen to these words today.
Through earth and heaven, on song shall we. the word for today, infinite. And I'm referring to Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and how long and how high and how deep is the love of Christ. I lay still and held my breath as the machine whirred and clicked. Many people have gone through the MRI scanner without a problem. But when it recently came to my turn, I hate small, confined spaces, so I had to concentrate and focus on something and someone much bigger than me. In my mind, a phrase from the Bible, how wide, how long, and how high, and how deep is the love of Christ, moved in rhythm with the machine's hum. In Paul's prayer for the Ephesian church, he described the unlimited, unending size and shape of God's love. Here is the size and the shape of my MRI scan. The width 6 inches from either side my arms, which were pinned to my sides. The length, literal from my head to my toes. The height, 6 inches from my nose to the tube's top. The depth, right under my back. In a way, that MRI tube helped me give me a picture of how God's love surrounds me. Although his love cannot be measured, it's also closer to us than our most pressing claustrophobic situation. Whatever happens, his love holds us up and keeps us going. God's love is all around us. It's wide. He extends his loving arms to reach all people everywhere. It's long. His love never ends. It's high. He lifts us up. It's deep. He holds us in all situations. Nothing can separate us from him. Romans chapter 8 verses 38 and 39 reads, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." The Lord be close by your side this day and every day to come.
Bow before him now with reverence. Lord.